family. It's the first thing God instituted and society's foundation. But today, the family is under assault as never before. Dr. Rex Rogers, president of SAT7, joins me to talk about family issues tonight on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. Tonight, our topic is the family, something that God instituted in the Garden of Eden and was once given positive value and virtually everyone's experience, a key ingredient to a person's health, coming of age, and an essential building block to the maintenance and flourishing of a free society. We're going to get into a discussion on family. Dr. Rex Rogers is with me. He's the president of SAT7. They minister in the Middle East and North Africa through satellite television and internet connections. Rex is the former president of Cornerstone University. He's authored a number of books, including Christian Liberty, Living for God in a Changing Culture, and Gambling, Don't Bet on It. Rex, good to have you back on the program tonight.
Thanks, Don. Glad to be here.
And we have some news out of the Middle East and North Africa, actually the Middle East, and this from your friend and mine, Dennis Weens, and he tells me that according to a reliable source, one that you guys know well, apparently 5,700 Gazans have come to faith in Christ, apparently since October 7th. That's pretty remarkable.
It is, and I don't really doubt it. It may be the larger number, but of course we have no way of documenting, proving it other than the anecdotal evidence and people that we trust. But it certainly points out the fact that God is not asleep. He's not surprised. He's at work on the ground in the midst of this tragedy.
And we need to be praying for Israel. We need to be praying for the citizens of Gaza, praying that Israel be able to deal with Hamas once and for all, and most of all for the lives of people that need to come to faith in Jesus Christ in that part of the world. And we're talking about family tonight. And one reason for the well-being of families and the reason families were considered indispensable for strong and healthy societies is because religions, including especially Christianity, blessed and provided values necessary for family function and for meaning and efficiency. But Rex, a family is no longer automatically considered a positive or even a necessary thing in this post-Christian era.
No, I don't think so. My good wife has been saying for at least 5 years that Satan is attacking the family, and she was particularly sensitive to that in our extended family, and I'm sure with other Christian families. Now, in a post-Christian culture, the two-parent family is often treated as an option. The idea of a nuclear family, mom and dad and the kids, is regarded as sort of a, you know, unnecessary thing. It's not needed for children's balanced upbringing. Children themselves are kind of a luxury these days. You not only have abortion, but you have another attitude toward kind of, you know, limiting the number of children. I'm not saying that it's impossible to figure out what God wants to do and whether you have one or two or three or none, but it's a general attitude that children are a nuisance.
Yeah,
And that's happening across our culture.
Yeah, an expense. And population growth is viewed as a threat to controlling climate change. You know, we're getting so politically correct these days. That seems to be one of the things that undermines the family. We're going to talk about the family tonight, and we'll look at some scriptures when we come back. Dr. Rex Rogers is with me on the program. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. By the way, thankfully, I have a lot of people praying for me, and I'm medicated for my throat, and you can pray for me about that, and we'll be right back after these important words.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, Teach Truth, Love Well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based shows for the entire family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses, such as Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to a community and join others on their spiritual journey.
Crossflix partners with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support American and Israeli veterans and families suffering from trauma.
Crossflix, educate, entertain, and inspire.
On Encouragement Live tonight, we're talking about family in the post-Christian culture in which we live. Dr. Rex Rogers, the president of SAT7, is with me tonight. Their web address is sat7usa.org. They have an incredible ministry of evangelism and outreach through to satellite television and internet connectivity in the Middle East and in North Africa, certainly one of the hot spots of the world right now. Maybe could say, Rex, two of the hot spots of the world. Maybe the third one would be Ukraine, but there's a lot happening in North Africa these days, as well as what we know is going on in the Middle East with the conflict that's taking place between Israel and Hamas and also the Houthis and what they're trying to do around the Red Sea.
Yeah, and also what's going on in the Congo, which is not really a SAT-7 broadcast area, but the Hutus and the Tutsis are once again at war, and it's horrible what's happening there. And there are innocent people, just like elsewhere in Syria or Yemen or wherever it may be, that are caught up in the midst of this kind of conflict.
Well, let me just, before we pivot to families, ask you what is happening to family life, given what's taking place in those parts of the world, the kind of conflicts and threats that exist.
There's pressure, of course, in the Middle East and North Africa, where SAT7 ministers, from a variety of crises and pressures, and we've talked about them before, whether it's the ongoing pandemic that's still there, hyperinflation, of course, the fact that there's violence in places like Syria, we forget that that's still happening, a 12 or 13-year kind of war. Yemen is another place, Afghanistan, the Taliban has reestablished itself. And then now what's going on, of course, in the Holy Land and the Gaza Strip in particular in the West Bank. It's difficult. How do you raise children in the midst of that? And one of the casualties very quickly is that first you worry about life and safety that way. But the other is education of your children, because the schools get knocked out or they're not safe to be there, or they've been hit. They're not safe to be in what's left of the building. And pretty soon you've got children literally growing up with nothing to do and nowhere to go, and not being educated, and therefore giving up on a very key, important idea we call literacy, that enables them to think and understand in the world in which they live and to care for themselves. So that's a huge issue, you know, if you think about the children.
I'd encourage our listening family to visit sat7usa.org. The website will detail the ministry of SAT7, a worthy ministry for your prayer support and your financial support. Check them out, see what they are doing to impact that particular part of the world, and let's remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Scripture says God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27-28, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky, every living creature that moves on the ground. And Rex Rogers, when we come back, we're going to unpack this verse, also unpack the establishment of marriage and what the Lord says about God building the house and children being a heritage from the Lord. Our topic is family tonight. Our number, 855-586-5433. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
Crossflix has partnered with the Seal Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join CrossFlix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
CrossFlix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I. TonySays.com. Thank you for joining us tonight, friend, on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Raspy throat and all, Dr. Rex Rogers is with me tonight. His ministry, Sat7, is impacting the Middle East and North Africa, playing a strategic role in drawing people to Christ and building up believers and strengthening families. And Rex, we shared the scripture from Genesis 1, 27 and 28, and we move on to Genesis chapter 2, and God not only created mankind, but he actually established the family.
Did. And, I love those verses because it tells us from whence we've come quite clearly. It's God's revelation and it's truth that he created male and female, binary sexuality in terms of reflecting his image, both men and women. And that means our ability to reason. That means our spirit and our God consciousness. That means our creativity. And in the family is an environment to protect, to love, to nurture, to teach values, to help the next generation to mature. Now, I'm very conscious that some of our listeners probably did not grow up in a family like that.
Right.
We have difficult family situations in the United States, some terrible things. But God can help individuals overcome that as well. Because God's blessing is there for us, and he loves the family. And it's through the family that we're most able to really share the gospel with the next generation.
Yes, and Genesis 2:24 says, a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife. They become one flesh. And that's God's pattern for the family. And then one of the references that you suggested we look at talks about children, Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5. Share those verses with us, Rex, and talk about the benefits of children, even in a society that doesn't always value them.
Well, that verse is there in Psalms. Of course, children are a heritage from the Lord, meaning a gift from God, offspring, a reward from him. And like arrows in the hand of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. And we joke about the fact how many kids you have and whether your quiver is full.
Yeah.
But to have children that are your own progeny, they're the product of your own body, they're your own values and an opportunity to invest in them. And they're their own individual people. My wife said one time, you know, we taught our children to be independent, and they are.
Yes.
They grow up and they go. That's the way it's supposed to be if we've taught them the right values and if it's their relationship with the Lord. And that's a blessed thing, and we've been blessed mightily in this country, as other countries have as well. But children are a greater risk whenever you have conflict and war, like what's going on in the Holy Land, or we mentioned the Congo or Syria or these places. Women and children are always more vulnerable, and because they are weaker, and they're subject to the coercive powers of men. And, you know, it's just a very difficult situation that can, of course, even take people's lives. And that's what we want to pray for. That's why it's so encouraging to hear that 5,700 or more people have come to Christ in the midst of what's happening in the Holy Land.
So let's continue to pray about that and for that. And if you have a question or comment for the broadcast tonight, the number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. Dr. Rex Rogers is the president of SAT7. You can learn more about their ministry at sat7usa.org. A couple of other references, Rex, that tell us things about the family. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3 talks about children obeying and honoring their parents. And then 1 Timothy 5, 8 talks about the responsibility of parents and especially fathers to provide the resources that are necessary for the children and the whole family's well-being. Comment on those, if you will.
Certainly, we're to respect our parents. And again, we realize that not all parents do right, morally or otherwise, but we're to respect who they are. And by our testimony and how we live our lives, to be able to point them to the Lord as well. But good parents are the ones who are modeling right thinking and morality and investing in their children, teaching them how to think critically and think biblically, and how to live out their lives. And that, of course, is a blessing to the children, more that the children obey. I was talking to a Lyft driver today, kind of like taxi. The guy was taking me home from the airport. He was talking about his son, and his son is 14 and finally beginning to figure out that his dad knows what he's talking about.
Said, takes a while.
That's that old joke. That old joke that the older we get, we find out the smarter our parents were.
Yeah.
A little bit of life and find out they knew what they were talking about.
I've told people that between Brent being 18 and Brent being 21, my IQ went up 100 points.
Yeah.
It does work. Yeah, it's amazing. Brent gave me a new computer for Christmas. Wasn't actually a new one, but one that he had rebuilt, and it's working 10 times. I worked on it today. It's 10 times better than the old one I had, a vintage 2007 or thereabouts, and probably on its last leg. And by the way, we had all three connections with all three of our children this week. One daughter lives in Austin, the other one here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and both of our daughters were in town spending time with us, and we were on the phone with our son during that time. And, you know, all three of my children, Rex, have been involved with me in radio ministry. They've all been call screeners on the program, as has my wife, Kathy. They've all had a heart and a passion for this ministry. And it's a wonderful thing to see things moving into the next generation.
Yes, you've taught them this, and who knows what God will call them to do and their creativity and what they'll teach their children in being able to share the gospel with those around them. Hey, I wanted to mention one other thing. When we talked about caring for our families and even obeying parents and respecting them,
yes,
I think that goes on into our older years. I
yes.
am 71. My mother is 92. I think that that responsibility to care for those who are older, elder, however you want to define that term, because we're all, our society at least, we're living longer. It's not the government's responsibility. it's our family's responsibility to take care of even our older relatives.
Amen to that. And we're going to do a program on senior care coming up here real soon. One of my board members, Don Sapaw, is the president of a senior care company, and he's written a lot of material on that. And we're going to be talking about caring for seniors. It's a very serious responsibility. Kathy and I had the privilege of having both of our fathers live with us for periods of time after our mothers went to be with the Lord. And so, you know, when we can be involved, whether it's that way or going to visit them, whether they're at home or in a senior care facility, we want to reach out to them. Rex, talk about the special role that you see families playing in society today, given the conditions of our society.
Families are portrayed in Scripture or presented in Scripture as a gift from God. They're meant to bring joy and love and support to our lives. Because people are sinful, including parents, that doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
But that's what it's designed to do, and that's the best unit for it. And in doing that, it's not merely a biological connection. It is that, but it's a sacred bond. It goes beyond that. That's cherished in the Bible. Family is valued as the cornerstone of society, the foundation of building strong communities. If we want a strong nation, if we want a strong, free nation, then we need to invest in families who are capable of teaching their children right from wrong and how to be good citizens.
Very important. Now, here's a question that comes up occasionally. Do you think Scripture says that everyone must marry and have a family? Or is there a place in God's blessing for those who do not marry and who don't have a family?
Well, I clearly think that there's a place for singleness. I think there are people who are actually called to singleness. And throughout my earlier academic career, I knew a number of single professors who were fantastic. Their ability, male or female, to give and invest in students' lives typically went beyond what married individuals could do because of the responsibilities that married individuals have.
Yes.
And they are able to, so there's nothing wrong with being single. Now, I talked to a number of them, and I knew how sometimes in society they felt like the fifth wheel. Sometimes they felt forgotten, or,
sure,
you know, there would be a couple's retreat. Okay, what's going to happen to them? And they feel like a second-class citizen. So we've got to be careful as Christians that we don't say and think that. God calls us and uses us to live out our lives as believers, whatever our situation, and whatever the Lord has assigned us.
Talk about how well and properly functioning families become building blocks for a strong and a healthy and a free society, Rex.
Well, I mentioned that if a family is functioning as it should, meaning there's a mom and a dad that are modeling what it is to be a mature woman and a mature man, they're modeling work ethic, they're modeling productivity, they're modeling honesty, they're modeling care and compassion for those around them, not just their own family, and they're modeling humility and the ability to come back and bow their knee before God, and God is the source of every good and perfect gift in our lives. Children are seeing that. Children are amazing. We know that. Imitators. They pick up the tone of our voices. They pick up our laugh style. They pick up how we walk, our gait. If you don't believe that, just go sit down at the mall for a while and watch families walk by.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
You'll see it. Well, they also model and imitate our values and our attitudes. And that's where, again, wow, I don't hope they don't imitate all my values, or at least all my attitudes. My values are correct, but not my attitudes. Sometimes as a person is imperfect.
Yeah.
But that all goes back again to creating a foundation for how an individual can thrive out there in so-called real world, you know, in the workplace, where they have to work and play well with others. Are they going to be honest? Are they going to treat people with respect, no matter their race or ethnicity or gender? Are they going to be able to work together as a team? It's one of the values of sports, but it's also one of the values of family. Those who come from positive family backgrounds have higher degrees of mental health. And by the way, those who attend church regularly have higher degrees of mental health and emotional stability as well.
And that just brings me to a reminder that tomorrow you have the opportunity to visit the Lord's house and worship and take advantage of that opportunity. If you're not already plugged into a church that preaches and teaches God's word and where they love and fellowship with people and encourage people, let me encourage you to plug in. Check out the website set7usa.org to learn more about that ministry.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Tonight's edition of Encouragement Live is an encore presentation. Please do not call.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
We are talking with Dr. Rex Rogers, the president of SAT7, and they are involved in an incredible ministry using satellite television, which cannot be blocked in the Middle East and North Africa, including some of that war-torn area where things are really going through a hard time. And I would encourage you to visit their website, sat7usa.org. Take a look at all they're doing and the impact that it's having, and prayerfully consider getting involved, both in praying for them regularly and in supporting that ministry. Would be a very important thing. Our toll-free number, 855-586-5433, 855-586-LIFE. And Rex, that leads me to the question, how do family structures differ in the Middle East and North Africa from those in the United States? And talk about how SAT7 is especially ministering to families.
I'm trying to think about the differences. I think there's a stronger... We have extended families, meaning not just a nuclear family, but beyond that, grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and cousins and so forth. That's important. But over there in the Middle East, it's even probably more important. For example, I have a friend in Lebanon. He lives in a four-story building there on the hillside in Beirut. He lives on the first floor. His brother has the second floor. Another brother has the third floor. That and that building has been in that property in their family for about four generations.
Wow.
Now, you don't find that as much here as you used to. So it's, kinship is very important, very strong, so-called traditional family structure. If anything, the idea of patriarchy, meaning male leadership, male dominance, and sometimes, frankly, male chauvinism, that can be stronger. Not that we don't have it here, because we do.
Right.
But it can be stronger there. And let me balance that by saying we don't want to get the image that every Middle Eastern man walks around, you know, like he's a caveman and women are nothing. That's not true. That's unfair. It just doesn't happen. There are men like that that are quite controlling of their families, whatever their religious background. But and then there are others that aren't. They love their families. They just, you know, they love their kids. They love their wives.
Yeah.
And it's important. Gender roles are usually so-called, again, traditional.
Right.
Women do certain things. Men do certain other things. Men are the providers, although there are more and more women in all of the countries with professional degrees. One thing I think is fascinating, if you remember Iran, where there was a protest in the last year because of the young woman that was killed in the hands of police.
Oh, yes.
That was a women's generated protest that went on for a year. And one of the reasons is that women in Iran have access to higher education, and there's many women in Iran that are better educated than the men. Now, they don't have access necessarily to power or to economic opportunity, but they do have that ability to get into higher ed. And that goes all the way back to the Shah of Iran before 1979, kind of a hangover from culturally. There are arranged marriages. I mentioned one more thing, arranged marriages, and sometimes that can be quite threatening and hurtful, and many times, especially with a child, the young woman is 14 or 13, and we've run into these circumstances, and it's pretty heart-wrenching when you see what the young woman has experienced, gone through, and the family just, you know, does the matchmaking, and sometimes there is the so-called family honor or the even honor killing. That happens, and that has, some of that has transferred to the West. Now, thankfully, both in Canada and the United States, there's been kind of a legal reaction and put the kibosh on that. And I hope that continues, because obviously we don't embrace that idea, but it does happen in the Middle East. In North Africa.
Rex, what kind of specific programming is SAT7 doing to minister to families? I know you have a children's ministry, but you have some other ministries to families as well. Talk about those.
Now, we have a number of programs that are aimed directly at women. And one of the reasons is that women have such a huge influence in the family, you know? Whatever their structure, whether it's patriarchal or not, I mean, that mother, that woman has tremendous impact and influence on the children and the husband, the father as well. So we want to reach them and help them understand how to come to Christ, first of all, but how to be Christian wives, how to serve their families, how to live out their lives as a testimony to meet their needs. We don't have this program anymore, but for a while, I love the title of it. It was called Female Heads of Households.
Huh, okay.
Female Heads of Household. And they had a panel of women from different backgrounds who said, you know, over here, if a woman loses her spouse or husband through premature demise or something else has happened, or maybe there's been a divorce, whatever, then there's certain safety nets, there are certain opportunities that women in the United States can avail themselves of, we hope.
Right.
Usually there are. Over there, there's not. And so it's very, very difficult. Again, in some of those countries, women can't drive to the airport and buy a ticket. They can't without their husband present. They can't, even if they have a passport, they can't own property in some of those places, or they can't assume certain kinds of jobs, or they won't get jobs that are supposed to be quote unquote for men. And so there is, you know, those are challenges. So we have a number of programs, again, that are aimed at women. We have those programs that are aimed at the family as a whole. And then, of course, as you mentioned, numbers of them aimed at children. And you might ask me, well, why don't you have any aimed at men? Well, we do.
Yeah.
But those tend to take on a kind of a family character of them. But, boy, the women's programs are very, very popular. And, by the way, we get more call-ins on, the, you know, live call-ins through social media otherwise on the women's programs than just about anything that we program.
Interesting to know. By the way, the website, again, to learn more about the ministries Rex is talking about, sat7usa.org. That's sat7usa.org. Our number toll-free, if you have a question or comment, 855-586-5433. I think all of us are looking at the challenge of families in the midst of all the violence in the Gaza Strip and what happened in southern Israel, and wondering, what is SAT-7 doing to help meet some of the challenges of families in that part of the world?
Well, that was probably the most difficult of all the challenges that we face, because we're not political. We don't want to be perceived as taking sides, so to speak, other than we take sides when it comes to human rights, take sides when it comes to morality and right values and what God has to say, but not politically,
right,
or militarily and so on. Now, that said, we're broadcasting directly into those areas where fighting is taking place. And there are Arabic speakers throughout every segment, section of the Holy Land. They can understand the programming. They can find encouragement. They find out who the sovereign God is, that he hasn't forgotten them, that he's working, as our anecdote there, the report at the beginning of the program shared.
Right.
God is there. There are Christians on the ground. We're aware of Messianic Jewish Christians from Ukraine. Now, that's a mouthful, right?
How about that?
Messianic Jews, Christian Jews who lived in Ukraine, left Ukraine a year ago before any of the things took place in the Holy Land, but they were beginning to happen in Ukraine. They went to live. They end up living along the border of the Gaza Strip where all of this has now happened. And a number of them were threatened by 10/7, but most of them survived that in terms of the focus of the where it went. And those groups now, those Messianic Jewish Ukrainians, are ministering to the families that were harmed or suffered grievous loss on 10/7, or, of course, are yet struggling in the midst of all this. They're working primarily in Israel as opposed to the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, that's an incredible thing to think about those people there. And I would encourage our listening family to pray about that, because there are some things happening behind the scenes that could open up additional ministry to families of members of the IDF who are fighting and who lost their lives or have suffered post-traumatic stress, and families that have suffered devastating losses in that place. And that includes Israelis in the southern part of Israel and some in the north, and also Palestinians who have no part in Hamas and yet have the need of the gospel. All of those people need the Savior.
If I could offer
two
suggested prayer items that, again, avoiding political statements.
Right.
One is pray for the hostages that are yet maintained somewhere. Hopefully they're living, and their families.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that must be like, but to pray for the hostages and their release. The other is to pray that, again, whatever one's political perspectives and all these things, that the violence in this thing wouldn't escalate, that we wouldn't see other countries get involved in, more extensive, broader war than what we already have.
Those seem to me, Rex, to be very worthwhile prayer requests. And I'm going to ask you, if you will, just to lead us in prayer right now. You're on the line. You want to talk to Rex. Hold on. This is very important. Rex, lead us in prayer about those specific things as well as just the general suffering taking place there.
Father, we thank you that you hear our prayers if we pray in faith, believing, and that you answer our prayers. we want to believe even more. So we pray with the disciples, Lord, help our unbelief. We know that you're real. We know that you're there. You know that you're there here in the United States, wherever we're listening right now. We know that you're there in the Holy Land. We know, Lord, as we started out talking about how you created male and female in your image, that involves every race, every ethnicity, every nationality, every form of demographic division we can think of or characteristic. You've created every human being and you love every one of them. And so, Lord, we give these people there who are under such great duress and threat even of their lives. We pray, Lord, that you would suppress evil, evil in Hamas that seems to exist purely for hate, satanic, demonic. We pray, Lord, that even those men could hear the gospel and come to Christ. We know they can't.
Amen.
We know that
Amen.
Come to Christ. Father, we give these people to you. We give this entire situation. Most of all, we pray for women and children in the midst of all this that you would protect. In Christ's name, amen.
We'll be right back with more on Encouragement Live.
We are at a time when our society is falling apart and we must cling to the cross of Christ. The Witness webcast is a production of Crucible of Faith Ministries. And here, you will find sound teaching and expert commentary that will anchor you on the finished work of Christ at Calvary. Visit us today at www.crucibleoffaith.ca and find the answers you will need for such a time as ours today. That's www.crucibleoffaith.ca.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
We're back for the final segment of Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Dr. Rex Rogers is the president of SAT7. Their web address, sat7usa.org. Rex has just led us in prayer for the hostages and the release of those hostages, for the people who are devastated, and we want to continue praying that things will not escalate there. Let's go to the phones, 855-586-LIFE. And Dusty is on the line calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Dusty. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I was going to ask, I have a lot of friends and family that have been in the streets and just battling with stuff in their homes and going through a lot of spiritual warfare and such. When you deal with something like that and distinguishing how you can be there and divide your time up amongst them with so many people going through the same things or even different things at the same time, how do you distinguish the importance, because they're all important, and how to be there and divide your time amongst them to bring them through their hardships? It's hard to feel like you don't want to leave anybody behind in that turmoil.
And you have your own family to deal with, too. Dusty, that's a great question. Let's get some input from Rex Rogers.
Well, I think, Dusty, you hit a nail on the head. Our church, my church where I go, we're struggling with this thing right now with three or four families. It's not that we don't want the help. It's just that we've done a lot, and there's more that needs to be done. And so somewhere, how do you balance that, as you said, with individuals that they just don't have more time to give because of their own responsibilities? And I think it does, you go back, and whatever the root causes of the problems, it gets back to a sinful culture, not necessarily the sin of that individual. That could be, but not necessarily. It could be just culture we live in. it always pays a price. It always costs us to live our lives not according to what God has said. So I think that's key, to get people pointed back to who God is, first of all, in their own life, hopefully, in terms of their own salvation, growing in their relationship with Him, and then begin to understand what that means, that there are, that God expects us, as we read earlier, these values about how we take care of our families, or how we're to live honestly, how we're to work as unto the Lord. There's a lot in Scripture about living responsibly.
Yeah.
And that means, of course, individually responsible. But it is. It's challenging. That's why I think we're blessed with Christian nonprofit agencies who are more expert at this than me, but individuals who and organizations that know what they're doing, that really can reach out and reinforce people. And maybe that's what needs to happen, too, is get those individuals involved with an agency like that.
And Rex, another thing that comes to mind here, and Dusty, this I think is very important, is that we only have 24 hours in a day. Many of us have families. We may have children, may have grandchildren, may have parents to take care of. So we have to balance those things in terms of the multitude of needs around us. I wonder, Rex, if you would lead us in prayer for Dusty and for all of those who have a heart to reach out to individuals and families during this troubled time.
We come before you with problem, the challenge, and the opportunity that Dusty has shared with us. We thank you for his sensitivity and caring heart. Ask your blessing specifically in the situation, the families that he is referencing. You know them, you know their needs, you know what needs to be done to reinforce them and to build them up. Father, pray generally for the rest of us, and as we confront this in our families, extended families, or in our churches, or beyond our society, that you give us wisdom on how to interact, how to help people, how to know, you know, what response is appropriate, and how to point them back to you. Father, we thank you that you never leave us and you never forsake us, and that you're there even then when we are weary and even when we can't continue.
Amen. And Dusty, thank you so much for calling us tonight. Great to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all both.
Bye-bye. 855-586-LIFE is our toll-free number. Dr. Rex Rogers with me on the program. Rex, one of the trends today in the United States, but also in Canada and Japan and China and the European Union, the birth rate has dropped below what's needed for natural population replacement. How is that declining population threatening our world today?
It's interesting. People might think that's kind of an odd topic or statistical look at what's going on. Who cares about, you know, population rate? But I think it goes back to religious worldview, to values, and it goes back to our topic tonight about family, that there are increasing numbers, and this has been going on now for 50 years.
Yeah.
Of individuals who, as they mature to adulthood, they really don't want families, and they don't want children. It's really what they want,
yeah.
Don't want. And that's happening in the European Union. All those countries are upside down in replacement, just naturally their population, as you mentioned, Canada, U.S., even Japan and China that we think of as hugely populated, and they are. But in another 50, 60, 80 years, Japan this year lost population. Now, who cares? Well, because this affects then your ability to take care of the older people in your population. It affects the declining labor force and labor shortages, reduced productivity, a declining economy. It strains the health care system, the pension program. I mean, everything that we've got set up in terms of modern life is predicated on the fact that we've got young people coming up who become workers in the workforce.
Sure, yeah.
Now, and add abortion to this, we've got fewer of them.
Wow.
But I do think it's back to religious views that diminishes the need for children and idea of children, and we don't want to be bothered by them, and so we have fewer and fewer. Now we've got whole cultures that have embraced this idea.
Yeah, you go back to that passage you mentioned earlier from Psalm 127 that basically talks about children are heritage from the Lord, they're a reward from Him, like arrows in the hands of a warrior. And blessed is a person whose quiver is full, and whether that quiver would be one or two or three or half a dozen or more, still we need children for the next generation, unless the Lord comes back. Rex, let's talk about contemporary movements supporting sexual liberation and how are they reflecting changing religious attitudes, and how's that affecting the family unit today?
If we want to talk sexual liberation, the specific acronyms these days, the LGBTQ plus movement, they realize that if you read their websites of anybody who supports and advances LGBTQ plus, they know and realize that they cannot really sustain or have that set of lifestyles accepted and have biblical Christianity still embraced and promoted within the culture.
Right.
So they are in opposition frequently. I don't mean everybody that is identifies in that way, and I'm not throwing a rock at them individually.
Right.
And there's lots of reasons to struggles, but as a movement and the advocates, you know, the activists certainly are anti-traditional nuclear family, and particularly transgender activists. They realize that that movement cannot coexist with biblical Christianity. It can't.
Yeah.
The two are inimical. They don't match. So there is an anti-religious attitude there that's pervasive throughout all of that. And, of course, what's the idea of sexual liberation other than that, you know, hedonism and perversity is we want what we want it now, is, you know, the days of Noah kind of lifestyle. But if you pursue all that, we know there's a lot of negative things that can happen in your life.
For sure. Let's slip in another call. Jerry is listening in Mississippi tonight over AFR. Jerry, welcome to the program.
No, it's Jeffrey. Hi, Jerry.
Jeffrey, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Last week, you sent me some books and everything. I appreciate that.
Did you get those books?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
I mean, I appreciate it very much and everything. I appreciate you keeping in touch if you could.
We will. And, you know, one of the things, just a little background here for Rex and others, Jeffrey recommitted his life to the Lord on the program last week and prayed to walk in consistency with 2 Chronicles 7:14 passage on revival. And Jeffrey, we are so glad and thankful that we did. And now that my reading is clear and I'm reading your name correctly, I'm just very encouraged that you've called us back. And Rex, I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer for Jeffrey at this point, that God will help him continue to walk straight with the Lord and be an influence in his community for Christ.
Father God, we thank you again. We come before you in prayer. We pray for Jeffrey. We thank you, Lord, for his recommitment to you, his understanding of who you are as the sovereign creator God, and not only that, but also our heavenly Father, that you are transcendent and immanent both, that you're involved in every aspect of our lives and you want to be. You're there. You walk beside us. And we pray, Lord, you'll walk beside Jeffrey now. Undoubtedly, there will be some challenges. It's not always smooth and easy. And you didn't promise us that, but you promised us to be with us through our circumstances in our life and to help us know how to respond in a Christian way. And so, Lord, we pray that you just bless him in every way and encourage and edify him and bless those around him because of his faith. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Jeffrey, so good to hear from you tonight. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Another thing I want to say, too, is, in fact, I can't remember if it's Ecclesiastes, delusion. The guys think, well, give them strong delusion so they'll believe a lie. I can't remember what it is. I think it's
Yeah, actually, that is in, I believe, 2 Thessalonians is the passage you're thinking of. Running out of time, Jeffrey, thank you for calling. Rex, always good to have you on the program. A great discussion on the family tonight.
Thank you, Don.
Visit the website, set7usa.org. Good night.